Yo, back in the building. DJ Gambini, the Renaissance Man, and this is Let's Be Reasonable. Presented to you by Country Vision Studios. In the building with me today, my co-host, Sean Starr.
Yes, sir. What it do?
You the man. What's going on with you?
Man, we doing what we do best, man.
Yeah, man. It's been a while, man. I know I look a whole lot different, you know, like, you know, got a little hair now, a little... What they call them girls when they got them little short ponytails in the back. I kind of got something like that going on right now. What's been going on with you?
Hey, man, just, you know, focusing on this life, man. Trying to see what's really going on out here in this world.
Yeah, I know you be moving around. You hard to catch up with. But I think it's as fine a time as any to try to, you know, stage a little comeback here. You know what I'm saying? A little comeback, because there's just so much going on. And, you know, you can't help but try to weigh in on it. And, you know, I think a problem right now going on is a lot of disinformation. And I know they feel like, hey, you get your information from the same places we get it. But I think I got a better tendency to damn question it than just believe it because I see it.
Yeah, yeah. Nowadays, you got to do your own research because it's out there, man. Everybody's going to put their own spin on the stories. I mean, that's just what it is.
Okay, well, we in here today, and let's talk a little bit about my boy P. Diddy.
Diddy.
Yeah, old Diddy, man. They got Diddy in the figure four, man. They got Diddy locked down right now, man. It looked like he gonna have to tap out, man. But my thing is, when I'm looking at a lot of this stuff, it's like, you know, I mean, y'all reaching, y'all trying to make me see what y'all want me to see.
Yeah, yeah, I think it is, man. And he ain't really saying too much, so it's interesting.
His lawyer let out a comment saying that Diddy gonna fight. You know what I'm saying? Diddy gonna fight. And it's kind of like O.J. Simpson when he was trying to run in the Bronco. You know, what you going to Argentina for?
Yeah, I mean, he can move around. If it was really something that serious, they wouldn't let him even leave the country.
I agree with that. I also agree with that. But we also got this issue about, you know, where the police went to his house bringing, you know, half of the army with him. Man. And that's overkill, bro.
Yeah,
that's
overkill. That was too much. That was definitely too much, man. They ain't going to do that to nobody else. I mean, did they run up on Trump's spot?
Yeah.
With the military?
Not the military, but they ran up on him, though. Got them illegal documents or whatever. But, you know, he going to beat that.
Yeah, armored vehicles and all that stuff, man. Come on.
Yeah. They did too much. They're handcuffing the man, son. My thing is, trust me, I'm pretty sure Diddy got somebody looking at the internet if he ain't looking at the internet itself. So I'm pretty sure he know it when the vultures go to circling. You know what I'm saying? When they hovering around and whatever finna happen. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be a fool to have anything incriminating in, you know, one of them homes he living in.
Yeah, well, you know, they say is that it's the world is a damn show. It's a movie. So they put on a real good show right now in 2024.
Yeah, I mean, they did put on a show. And like I said, the internet, which I have deemed a new god. And I mean, I'm speaking like, you know, with Zeus and all them. I know it ain't number one god. You know, that's the god we serve. But, you know, when you go to talking about like Zeus and all these demigods back in the day, the internet is a god.
Hey, I'm telling you, it got people worshiping it. You can't live without your likes.
You can't live without this. You can't live without that.
The first thing you're gonna do is pull up that phone.
Right. So I mean, all our attention is focused on it. We want to be liked by it. You know what I'm saying? So and it does control aspects of your life, because I mean, some people kill themselves behind this.
They definitely do. When it comes to the internet,
you know, that's why they're trying to put a ban. But I'm just saying, as far as Diddy go, you know, the internet has betrayed him.
Man, I'm going to tell you, if the internet has me looking at things in a different perspective when it comes to a lot of his old videos, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at people who's been around Diddy. And now I'm looking at it in the perspective of there's a lot of homosexual activity going on there.
Yeah, but my thing is, I just feel like, you know, the stuff that they doing, like I said at the beginning, they trying to make me believe that stuff that, like, okay, they showed this video clip with him and Mike Tyson, right? Yeah, Mike Tyson did kind of sort of scoot away from him, like maybe he might be gay and Mike Tyson ain't gay. You know, he might have did something like that. But the other video they showed me, it looked like, okay, this white dude tried to kiss him. Did it look crazy? And the dude looked crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say, what is that video telling me? It's not telling me that this man is gun running. It's not telling me that this man is sex trafficking. It's not telling me that this man is having sex with underage kids. What they showing is not telling me, I think, what they want me to assume.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you look at the case, it's really a lawsuit by one person who's suing the label, everybody who's involved with the label. And really, when you think about it, it's like, okay, sex trafficking, you don't really see that. You see sex trafficking, but not the children aspect of
it. I don't see that. Now, he have worked with children. He worked with young Usher. He worked with young Justin Bieber. That's true. All that's true. But ain't there one of them came out and said nothing? Like, when they showed the Usher clips of Usher talking, right? I don't see nothing Usher said that, hey, Diddy did this to me. I don't see that.
Well, that's because he probably under some contract. He can't talk about it.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure what the lady is, his girlfriend that sued him, that basically got the ball rolling with this him. I'm pretty sure she was one. I think she was one of his artists. I might be mistaken about that. I'm pretty sure she'll have the same thing. And just like with the Meek Mill situation, right? I mean, you know, I don't know if Meek and Puff Daddy gay. I don't know that. But I'm just saying, if they is, where is the problem?
Yeah, exactly.
LGBTQ, plus, right. But in case I missed anybody, them people that made they statement,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So if they is gay, where's the problem?
Where's the problem?
And then you see a lot about wild parties. So I mean, as long as everybody they're grown,
right?
That could be a case. Now, if there was some children there at them parties, now lock him up, throw away the key. But it's not a hanging offense if you having sex parties with these stars that's of age.
Now, that's true now. But the problem would be if it is children. Now, I'm going to tell you, in certain countries, little children of certain ages, there's not illegal.
Well, he ain't in no certain country now. He in America.
But that's what I'm saying. When you think about it in that aspect, right? They travel all over the world. They go to these countries. They may be doing these things with these girls. And guess what? They can bring them up through here too. Nobody would know.
Well, you better act like you got some sense and know that you in America and you can't do that.
But that's what they trying to bring
you
out.
You shouldn't want to do that anyway. You know what I'm saying? I think that you're perverted if you do stuff like that, you know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But as a billionaire, why would Puff Daddy be running guns, selling dope, selling children, having sex with children, having anything to do with anything? Why would you do that? If the case, give me a good reason why he's doing that.
Well, I can't give you a reason why he would do that. But I can tell you, if you are having these parties, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are entertaining these people, and you want to keep up this persona, big party guy, and you got these children available for these people that you're bringing to your parties, that's a different story. Okay. He may not be involved in the activities that's going on, but
okay, he's still responsible because
he's still responsible.
I get that.
He's hosting the party.
But let me tell you something, man. Jeffrey Epstein, right, and Harvey Weinstein, you know. Those was two of the most notorious, you know, people that's getting locked up for this type of thing. They feel like, okay, Epstein was trafficking children, they say. You know what I'm saying? But what? We didn't even care when this man got hung in jail.
Yeah, who's to say that he even went to jail?
He did go to jail because they found him in a cell hanging. Now, we're talking about a prison, and I'm talking about Epstein, when you go to talk about Bill Clinton and all them people there, all them ran in circles together. They hung together.
Man, listen.
But see, we not focused on them. We don't care about that. We just care about, oh, it's Puff Daddy. It's Puff Daddy. It's one of us. Boy, we finna get him. We finna drag him. And I mean, every time you look on somebody's page, they saying even the dry Diddy jokes getting laughs and likes. I mean, they be so dry.
Yeah, because, you know, one thing about us as a people, somebody who's in a big status,
we're going to drag them.
Which is not a lot. But when they make a mistake.
Oh, it's on your, they on your ass.
Now it's everybody is doing the same thing as that one.
And I believe Diddy got a real problem because nobody, okay, I hate to put myself in an example, but if something like this was to come up with me, I would want somebody to say, well, I don't know if he did it or not, but I know Tom and I don't think he did it.
Right. You want somebody to be like, man,
ain't nobody saying that for Diddy.
No, they not.
And then, you know, that's the thing that made me say, well, God, well, you know, but you know what's going on here?
Diddy is certain things that he do that make it suspect.
The only thing I see in them videos is showing he might be gay. And like I said, it's 2024. This thing is welcomed.
Right.
And you definitely don't want to get them people started. Because, hey, if I was Puff Daddy, I'd back them off me. I'd be like, hey, man, I'm gay. And these folks coming for me, LGBTQ+, where we marching at? We finna march. We ain't doing that.
You know who they really defend?
Who?
Transsexuals.
That's
where the defense is at.
It is what it is, man. Like I say, people like what they like, and that ain't none of my damn business.
Right.
But I know you don't want to get them started again.
Man, I'm telling you.
You don't want to get them. You wake them up, boy. Here we go.
Yeah, but like you say, all that money that he's made.
Right.
Why would you still have that going on?
That's the question, Sean. If you ask me,
how did they get to
If you asking me why he would do it, I mean, maybe it's the thrill. You got thrill seekers, and I'm pretty sure it's thrilling as hell to know you doing something the police might bam your ass up for.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just like if somebody cries wolf, right?
Right.
This one person, he want to sue and get a check. So guess what? The best way to do it, you know that you've been around this man. Go ahead and try it out. You might just win. They might just settle out.
If he know he was there, he gonna settle out. Cause he probably don't remember what he did. Cause you know they be drinking bad. Drinking that good stuff, boy. They ain't gotta wake up with no hangover, no nothing. They drink a lot of that stuff. But my whole thing is it's just so easy to put a lawsuit out now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, now you got some people just walk around looking for a lawsuit.
Yeah, you're right.
Looking for a reason to sue somebody or sue their insurance or whatever. But, I mean, it's just too easy. I think it's too easy. You go down there, you file a police report, and then, hey, we going to court.
Yeah.
It's like investigators don't have a job now. Before they say, hey, let's take this to court, or I didn't find no fault in this or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just all a mess, bro, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is. It's like, what did they find in them houses? We still ain't heard nothing about that yet.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Trust me, if they'd have found something as soon as they walked out of there, they'd have put that on the internet.
That should have been right.
And, I mean, they talking about it was a lot of cameras in there, but hell, a bunch of people have a lot of cameras in their house. Come on. What? I live here. I want to know what. It's a big house. What? That ain't no crime.
Yeah, that's what lead me to think that it's all a game and a way to just have you distracted.
Well, my thing is, I know on this show, y'all look at it like, hey, he always playing the devil's advocate in this thing here. It's just that I be wanting to give people the benefit of the doubt until it's just flat out. Even if a jury or two people convict you, if the facts ain't adding up to me, they just ain't adding up.
They ain't adding up,
and y'all can't just make me believe stuff, because a lot of this stuff, man, you won't believe it. It's straight foolishness.
Yeah.
It's straight foolishness, and like I said, it's so hard for these black moguls. That's what I call them, moguls, because they got a lot of money. They done been in the game. They do this, they do that. They got this, they got that. The only ones I know that probably escaped from all this right here now is Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Cause he had did a little apology to what Michelle A, you know. But you know, he did, he wrote this little thing, and it kind of got swept up under the rug because you know we ain't hearing about it no more. Mm-hmm. And Russell Simmons, you remember Oprah and them was finna get him.
He in Bali.
Hey, but I'm just saying.
He ain't there no more.
Oprah and them was finna get him. Yeah. They was finna try to come out with a special on him about some victim that had done came forward and this and that. But you know, Russell Simmons was ready to sue that. Especially the guy, he had done already caught back and loaded. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like I say, everybody else, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, now you got P. Diddy, now, and Jay-Z. Trust me, if the internet keep calling your name enough, they bringing you in too.
Yeah, he next.
All they got to do is keep calling your name. That internet, they keep on. Well, I ain't going to say the internet. My bad, people. It's not the internet, because the internet is actually useful. Yeah. But we talking about social medias. These platforms, that's where all the drama and all the falsehoods or the trying to manipulate people's mind is really going on.
Well, you know, I don't think so. I think the social media gives you the opportunity to see the difference.
There's too many conspiracy theories out there. I don't care what you say. Conspiracy theory, some conspiracy theorists are all right. You know, they'll make you think, but it's just too many now. Everybody got an alternate truth.
But, you know, so this social media is the new news, because you're going to get somebody's perspective on what a topic is or whatever they're seeing, and you're going to get their perspective on it. Whether it's right or wrong, you will be able to look up this information and do the research for yourself. But if you don't have the social media, some of the stories you're not going to even get. Because they're going to put certain stories in on the media and with your regular news outlets. If you're not reading a newspaper, then a lot of the stories you're not going to even hear. And after a certain amount of time, guess what? It's gone. We forget about it and it's the next story.
I mean, a lot of stuff like what most people into is not in a newspaper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Your local news, the True Citizen ain't reporting. Nothing on no Puff Daddy.
Nah, they not gonna do that.
I mean, you miss out on a lot. Yes, what's the trustworthy sources? You got some magazines that's trustworthy. Like I said, I learned it through these years of podcasting that you gotta check your sources, source, because you really not in the loop like that.
Exactly.
You know, we not in the loop. We basically got these trusted articles that we can confirm that are true and are published that tell us, you know what I'm saying? We pretty much trust them. You know, right. When they, you know, like, okay, like on the, when something come down your timeline, right? Like that NBA stuff, right?
Right.
One of them old wacko sports networks. They'll post some bullshit. But see me, I go inside my sports app. If it ain't posted in there, it ain't true.
Yeah, it ain't true.
It ain't true. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's a lot of, like I said, I call it propaganda being pushed toward Puff Daddy. Like, if he did something, you know, tell me exactly what he did and show me proof of that. Don't come showing me no videos of him and how he was acting at an interview, how he be twitching and dancing. And that's what made him rich.
They're trying to make a story, you know, and that's what they're
doing.
There
you go.
Because they're saying, well, hey, if someone is accusing them of this, let's dig a little deeper and let's try to put two and two together. Even though they're not on the case or anything like that. But when you start to see certain things, when you look back, now you can kind of say, well, wait a minute. I didn't look at it this way.
Yeah, the other night, me and Punch was and she was showing me a video she had seen. Well, she showed me both of those videos, and I told her, I was like, well, Punch, don't look like he really did nothing right there. Right. I mean, if you look at it, the man leaned in to kiss him.
There you go.
And I mean, that's a grown man, so what?
Exactly. That's the whole thing with it is when people want to judge somebody for what they do, and because it doesn't fit their criteria, now it's like, hey, you know what? Oh, let me talk about it. But at the same time, how are you affecting so many other people based off of your perspective?
That's what I'm saying, I guess. I don't know. I mean, you kind of lost me a little bit there. When we play it back, you're going to see I got that little bewildered look on my face like, okay,
I saw it.
Where is he going?
Because I lost the thought. I lost it quick, too.
So, but like I said, old man, Diddy, man. Hey, man, I feel bad for the Poe man, Diddy. Man. Because it ain't no such thing as a fair day in court, bro. Ain't no such thing. Once the damn court of public opinion done said you done did it, you
he
did Poe it,
Diddy until he Poe Diddy until he get arrested.
Yeah, but like I said, he ain't been arrested yet. No formal charges, as far as I know, have been filed. You know, yeah, they obtained a warrant to go in his stuff, but there's no warrant.
But this is civil. This is not anything.
I mean, that those civil cases,
you're not gonna get arrested for something civil.
The thing is, most of them rich people, bro. I'm gonna tell you now. If you was there where they was at the time, if you can't prove you was somewhere else, go on and settle with them people.
That's it.
Go on and settle with them people. Cause look here, man. At the end of the day, they probably come in there talking about they want $5 million, but hell, they'll probably take $500,000. I mean, because once it get to this level. Look what all it costs.
Look, if Diddy was smart, you just sued the people who had the De Leon and the Ciroc. You just sued them, and then you backed up off of the lawsuit. So, like, I mean, come on, you could have broke that man off.
Well, my thing is, maybe he did rub the wrong people the wrong way, because, you know, I don't really get into all that Illuminati business or whatever, who connected to who and all that. I don't really get into all
gotta
that.
Be something.
But maybe he did rub the wrong person the wrong way, and you know they. But like I say, all that they talking about the Meek Mill situation with the dude talking about, yeah, I sat to the door and recorded it, and I'm like, we live in an age of AI. You could take anybody's voice and make it sound like anybody's voice. I'm talking about even they been able to do that, but now it's just so simple. Anybody can do it. Just like how me and you sitting up here working this right here. Anybody could do it.
Exactly.
And you could take somebody's voice, say, play Meek Mill hollering like he having sex. And the computer gonna diagnose it and spit it out.
Yeah. But I seen a video that said somebody was saying that wasn't them. It's some actual porn stars videos volume. And they just sound
gay porn? You watch a gay porn show?
No, I'm saying somebody said.
I thought you said somebody sent me.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I saw a video where somebody was saying that it was some.
Hey, it could be, man. I'm telling you, it could be.
But I think it's all entertainment. Man.
One time I was up there watching the lady AOC, you know, the congresswoman up there in New York. They had done did a voiceover for her.
Oh yeah,
and I swore she was saying all that, but then I thought about it. I was like, that's something else. You know what I'm saying?
You can kind of tell when it's AI.
The only way I can really tell if it's AI is if I know that woman ain't say that. She wouldn't dare say what all that lady there was saying. Right. They had to voice that over. Cause if she is, she crazy. I would never say that. I mean, if I was in her position, I probably would have said that. You know, being me now, but I'm saying if I was in her position, she I'm pretty sure she'd think a lot and know, you know, what to say and not to say.
But what's the girl name of Cassie? The one that was that Cassie with Diddy?
That's the one that suing Diddy, ain't it?
There's another one that's suing. There's two.
Yeah, man, they
the
got
guy Lil Rod or something like that. Something Rod. I think his name is Rod. Something.
Man, who ain't still damn Diddy, man? Diddy just, I don't know. Somebody, I seen the other day, it was funny. That wasn't one of the dry Diddy. It wasn't even a joke, but it was serious. But it was like, told Diddy, gonna take the 5 years. I don't know, man. It's just hard, man, because that's messed up, man. No way you can make me believe that Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, P. Diddy, what else he called himself? Fluffy Love or whatever he called himself. He had a stupid name one time, but you can't tell me that this man ain't got no sense and don't know to stay away from, like, stuff like that. You know, stuff, man, like that.
Look, I ain't never had no billions of dollars, but even if I did, you would never be to a point where you want to do some shit like that.
But my thing is, though, yeah, I lost thought then, but my thing is, oh, yeah, this stuff is kind of recent. They not going back. I mean, they talking about the Biggie stuff. Don't get me wrong, but this here is not like how Bill Cosby and R. Kelly stuff is. Well, it's not like 10, 15 years ago. This stuff they talking about is recent.
Right. They making it like he was forcing, well, with the, I know as far as with the newest one, is that he was forcing them to have sex with other men with this one. And then, supposedly with the drugs and everything, they transporting it small amounts, but they move
small amounts. If I'm making $1 billion, what I'm trafficking small amounts for? Well, most people I know that sell drugs sell to take care of their family or take care of themselves or take care of their bills. You got $1 billion, you don't need that.
He was getting the drugs for the people that at his parties.
Of course, for himself. You know them people snort cocaine. Quit playing crazy.
We know that. But when you talking about children or teenagers,
who said, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe. I'm just sorry. The evidence that once they bring forth some good evidence, I may be able to change my mind. But I know as far as like this podcasting or independent journalism or whatever it call we doing, you hate to do a retraction.
Yeah,
you hate to do a retraction, but I just have to do a retraction because, like I said, this shit sounds unbelievable to me. Like, bro, even if you even if you was doing this, right?
Right.
If you was doing this, why are you still doing this?
If you get away with it so long.
No, hell no. The internet, like I said, he know how the power the internet got. The internet got power, bro. And once your name go out like that right now, bro, it is what it is.
Man, think about this. Justin Bieber, Usher, they would stay at his house when they were teenagers. Now, when you talking about wrestling a boy over some damn cereal, now that make a little suspect. This ain't even your child. He only there to do some music for a little bit of time. I don't know. That just don't sound right.
Man, please.
You're a grown-ass man. Yeah. You got, just because you got this young boy who's trying to make a star, y'all in the house, he got some cereal. Y'all wrestling him over some cereal? Come on, man.
Wait. Justin Bieber ain't said nothing yet. Evidently, he wanted to wrestle over some cereal.
But look, if you look at Justin Bieber in a lot of those interviews when he around Diddy, he do look uncomfortable.
Man, please.
But it could be that he wasn't ready for the limelight.
Talk about when he was little.
Yeah.
Man, Justin Bieber would have been told. With all this pressure from the internet, man, Justin Bieber would have been told if something went on.
Guess
man.
What? Some people can't handle that stuff.
I mean, he can handle it. I mean, if he couldn't handle it, like I said, if he couldn't handle it, he'd have been told.
Think about all the, a lot of the girls and boys that grew up and they family members molested them and how they could, mentally, they can't even explain that or tell anybody.
They tell it
now.
They
get grown.
They tell it now.
Because eventually they get the courage.
Well, I'm telling you, eventually Justin Bieber old enough now.
Yeah. But
he old enough now.
At the same time, you don't know what's going on in his mind.
Man, please, Justin Bieber. Yo, you ain't finna make me, Sean, see, you just like them people.
Think about this.
You just like them people trying to make me believe this crap you telling
no,
me, man.
No, I'm just saying.
Justin Bieber ain't got, I don't know what he got going on, you know, but you know all them stars like Michael Jackson that done been stars since they was kids. They act different from everybody.
Well, Usher seemed to be making it pretty good.
Yeah, he act different too. You see how he up there hugging a whole man wife like we in love or something, him and Alicia Keys at Super Bowl. I don't think he really worried about it. I can't really tell. And I see how they keep trying to make these little short clips about, oh, Usher finna drop a bombshell. And when you listen to it, they try to cut the audio up to make it like he said something.
Yeah.
But no, you let me listen to the whole audio. Play the whole tape. Don't clip, snip, dip, snip. Don't do that. Just play the whole tape and let me hear it.
But that's what they trying to say, is that he grooms them.
Man, please.
He grooms them into it.
I don't know. I know he done made them rich, and ain't now one of them came out and said nothing. So
that's the point.
I mean, it is what it is. And like I say, I don't think I think if it was that bad, or the time is not, if they gonna tell it right now, why he under the gun? Yeah. If you gonna tell it, you tell it now.
Yeah, but some of them gonna hold it to their grave.
Nah, I doubt it. You see how them boys tried to get Michael Jackson on that Oprah Winfrey special?
Yeah,
ain't no grave. Oh, no. Ain't no grave, buddy.
Michael Jackson gone now.
Yeah, he gone. He in the grave. He in the grave, but they ain't.
Yeah, they could have. Hey, that
mean
out.
If you take it to the grave, that mean you ain't nobody finding out. You ain't telling nobody.
But here's the thing. If you sign that paper, a non-disclosure.
Yeah, you saying they signed non-disclosure.
There's nothing you could do about it. You can't sue that man.
But as a 16-year-old, you can't sign non-disclosure. Even though they say, you know, Diddy was their legal guardian or whatever.
Exactly.
But,
or even when they come of age. You got to think about it. Let's just say Usher, right? He becomes 18. He making all this money. He finna make some more money. You think he finna let that go? Of us gonna be like, nah, we don't want that.
Usher, I can see him staying damn solid, even if it was the damn case. He probably wouldn't tell it, because he goddamn would be like, you know, he already know.
Going on.
No, he know all the how all this pressure with the internet is.
Right.
Like with him running rapid with the herpes, had the girl with the big body and little head and all that. He know what the internet do to you. And back then, it wasn't as bad.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad because you didn't have this, you know, the younger people that really know how to troll. They troll right. Bad. Now, the internet always had a problem. I mean, social media. I'm sorry. I said the internet again. Social media has a problem with trolling.
Yeah. And then his career.
And then the no, not really, because he performed at the Super Bowl. He's great. He a resident.
No, that's what I was saying.
He was
if
a resident.
If he were to come out, that's gonna affect his career.
Oh, I thought you were talking about what we were talking about with what he had going on in the internet. He survived it. I don't know what happened with the lawsuits or whatever, you know, whatever. But he made it through. He's still doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
You know why? Because he ain't tell on Diddy.
Man, please. Like I said, man, I don't think he gonna tell. And then, hell, Meek Mill ain't saying nothing. I'm surprised.
Yeah, he was.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised because, you know.
He ain't admit it.
I admit it. I don't think he gonna admit it. I think he gonna be like, "This some bullshit or whatever." I'm surprised he ain't come out with nothing like that.
Oh yeah, he did.
Oh, he did. I ain't see his video. What he said?
He couldn't stop on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Man, I gotta follow the right people on the ground, man.
Yeah,
I ain't following the right people,
he
man.
He couldn't shut up. He was making himself look guilty. Oh, not guilty. Because if that's your sexual preference, then that's what it
is. Yeah, I think
you
it
know
become,
what I'm saying?
Now it do become a problem, I guess, when they try to hide it. I guess that's what everybody wanna start by, you know.
Right.
But hey, Sean, I think we tore it up to be back for the first time though.
Yeah, in
a while, bro. Yeah, first time in a while, bro.
Yeah.
But this has been Let's Be Reasonable, presented to you by Country Vision Studios, and we still gonna end the show how we always end the show: peace and prosperity.